Afghan girls arrived to school today in tidy uniforms and lugging giant school bags. The Taliban, who seized power in August, had said the girls could return to secondary school after being locked out for months. But just as the girls turned up, they were sent home. NPR's Dia Hadid reports.
Sakina Jaffrey says she turned up at school today at 8 a.m. sharp. She's 18 years old and has been waiting for 7 months to return to school. She, like tens of thousands of high school-age girls across Afghanistan, were ordered to stay home when the Taliban swept to power. The Taliban said it was for technical reasons. This week, they promised they could come back. That promise was quickly dashed. She speaks to NPR's producer in Kabul, Fazul Minallah Kazizai. Jaffrey says Taliban officials arrived and told them that girls over grade 6 weren't allowed to study. She says, "Some of my classmates began weeping. We were so excited to return, and now we don't know what will happen to us." That echoed another schoolgirl who spoke to Afghan news outlet Tolo. Later she says, "What is our crime? That we're girls?" Western countries have made girls returning to school a key issue to resume more aid to the cash-strapped Afghan government. They largely cut off aid after the US withdrew from Afghanistan and the Taliban seized power. For others, it's a demand before they can consider recognizing the Taliban's rule. But the abrupt change of plans highlights what analysts say is the debate that Taliban officials have been having among themselves over whether girls should attend high school at all. Although Islam encourages men and women to be educated, most Taliban adhere to deeply conservative Pashto norms that expect teenage girls to stay home as brides. Others seem to disapprove of the uniform that Afghan teenage girls currently wear, loose clothing and a headscarf. One Taliban spokesman said the delay was so they could decide on a dress code for all high school girls. That echoed what NPR heard from one schoolteacher. She requested anonymity because she doesn't want to anger Taliban officials. And she says, as soon as the girls came into class, the principal rushed in and said, "Don't come in here until we've got official permission. And when you come back, you'll have to wear a black face veil, a black chador, and black glasses." That teacher says her students were distressed. They argued they were already wearing modest clothing. One of them said, "We're ready to wear burqas, but please let us stay." But we told them they had to leave.
The news from Afghanistan this morning is absolutely devastating.
Heather Barr of Human Rights Watch focuses on women's rights in Afghanistan. She says this echoes when the Taliban were last in power in the 1990s and prevented girls from school.
They said all along that it was a temporary situation with girls being denied education and that they would allow girls to study and women to work once conditions were right. But that moment never arrived.
And now the concern is that moment when conditions are right, when the Taliban leadership can agree on girls' education, that moment might never arrive. Dia Hadid, NPR News.